sustaining growth and innovation. From a sleep physician's vantage point, sustaining growth and innovation begins with a commitment to education, both inside and outside the sleep practice. Sleep medicine touches nearly every chronic condition I manage, yet sleep remains one of the least understood pillars of health among patients and even many providers. Leveraging resources from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine has allowed me to translate complex clinical science into practical, approachable guidance for patients and communities. Patient education platforms, public health campaigns, and digital outreach have helped to normalize conversations about sleep in exam rooms, schools, and workplaces. Over time, I have seen that when patients understand why sleep matters, they feel empowered, and their sleep habits improve dramatically. Digital tools such as social media and podcasts extend that impact beyond the clinic, allowing sleep physicians to become trusted public educators rather than episodic consultants. Sleep medicine is a multidisciplinary field that impacts a significant portion of the community. This outline details the educational, advocacy, and professional resources provided by the AASM to support patients, community providers, and sleep health professionals. Sustained innovation also requires intentional investment in technology, balanced by clinical judgment. I have practiced in the field of sleep medicine through multiple waves of diagnostic evolution, from traditional in-lab polysomnography to home sleep apnea testing, artificial intelligence scoring, remote patient monitoring, and now emerging wearable and nearable technologies. Each advance brings promise and pitfalls. In my own practice, AI scoring platforms have meaningfully reduced turnaround times and technologist burden. Through leveraging technology, we have been able to improve access to care and shorten the gap between diagnosis and treatment, but only when paired with rigorous human oversight and clear governance. As we see newer home-based devices that rely on indirect biomarkers like PPG, PAT, mandibular movement, or tracheal sounds, we have significantly expanded access and patient tolerance, especially for multi-night assessments. At the same time, I have learned that not every shiny new device belongs in routine clinical use. Sustaining innovation means staying curious, validating performance against real-world patient populations, and being honest with patients about what a given technology can and cannot tell us.